Trina Radcliffe, Community Facilitator with the Town of Ohl.
Trina joins us today on Community Hotline, and we have just wrapped up a Volunteer Appreciation Week here, and as part of that, the Town of Olds obviously recognizes those volunteers in three different categories with some nominees. Trina, this year, how did things go, and how pleased were you with the number of nominees from different organizations that came in?
I think it went really well this year. We actually had our microgrants program that we have run, and we had 18 organizations apply for our microgrants. I think this community is such a strong volunteer-based community. It was fantastic, and it came through in our nominations. Altogether, we had 11 nominations through the three categories of Citizen, Senior, and Youth Volunteer of the Year.
Wonderful. So let's go through those three categories. Let's start with the youngest one first. Who are your nominees for the Youth Citizen of the Year?
So this year we had one nominee for our Youth Citizen of the Year, and that is Mateus Sept with the Ecole Olds High School Leadership Program.
Super. Moving on to the Citizen of the Year, and in that category, who are our nominees this year?
Our nominees are Katie Dunn with Hope for Mountain View Kids, Shannon Powell with Mountain View Moccasin House, Levi Ogilvy with Olds Minor Hockey Association, and Joe Barris, Olds Amateur Lacrosse.
And then on to our Senior Citizen of the Year category. Who are the nominees there?
This was our hot category. We had six nominees. We had Linda Reed, who volunteers with Olden District Evergreen Center, the IODE, and Girl Guides. We have Sika Boom from the Olden District Evergreen Senior Center. Ben Jensen with the Special Olympics Olden District. Jack Fuster with the Kiwanis Club of Olds and Mountain View Hospice Society. Greg Weens with the Olden Area Pregnancy Support Center, and Sandra Hansen with the Mountain View Special Riding Association.
So when you look at those nominees and the different organizations that came in this year to cover a wide scope of our community, what does that say to you, Trina?
I think it just says how amazing our community is across the board, whether it's the seniors or youth programming or community and family programming. Our community is run through volunteers, and we see such a wide variety in nominees and organizations right through from our Volunteer of the Years through our microgrant. So we were really excited to see all the groups come on board this year.
And that's great. And when will people find out who the winners are?
We are hosting a small luncheon for our nominees and winners on Friday, and we will announce all of the winners on Monday.
Perfect. If people want more information about what you guys do and the great programming available here in the Town of Olds, where can they go, Trina?
They can visit our website at olds.ca/CCC. Or they can call our office at 403-507-4813.
Wonderful. Well, thanks for joining us on Community Hotline today, Trina.
No problem. Thank you, Galen.